So the epigraph for this poem is from the philosopher Theodore Adorno, and he writes, "Natural beauty shares the weakness of every promise with that promise's inextinguishability." And the poem title is Oranges for Adorno. Large pored, swaddled in pith, they swell in the Andalusian heat. Each tree has promised itself right up from the ground, branches full of dying suns, fallen soldiers, purveyors of false hope, as though, having let go the branch, one could yet hang from it, uneaten. But wasps chew at the rinds, determined that no fruit will go unforaged. So the longed-for apotheosis comes to naught. Unless we count the lives of insects as our own, which we may do, bound together as we are. To say it otherwise, what if time were indeed a god? And if all who live have their part in its immortality, wearing its groove deeper with their passing, each scarred and bitten communicant. Pick the orange, scour the rind, eat and feel its sugars spike your bloodstream. Its fate both fulfilled and open-ended, a promise carried forward in you, ever incarnate.